USA Radio News with Val Dior.
The vice presidential debate, VP Mike Pence and Democratic Senator Kamala Harris on climate change.
Let's talk about who is prepared to lead our country over the course of the next 4 years on what is an existential threat to us as human beings. Joe is about saying we're going to invest that in renewable energy. It's going to be about the creation of millions of jobs. We will achieve net zero emissions by 2050, carbon neutral by 2035. Joe has a plan.
Look, the American people have always cherished our environment. We'll continue to cherish it. We've made great progress reducing CO2 emissions through American innovation and the development of natural gas through fracking. We don't need a massive $2 trillion Green New Deal that would impose all new mandates on American businesses and American families.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
I know why it's going to brag about how Mike Lindell and MyPillow have given him the best night's sleep of his life, but it's true. 3 years ago, before I got my first MyPillow, I just couldn't sleep through the night. I was restless. I was up and down all night long. Now with MyPillow, I sleep through the night every night. But don't just trust me. Try it for yourself. You've got a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty with a pillow that's guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. And right now, the buy one, get one free offer is still available. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code USA, and get 2 MyPillow premium pillows at a better price than you can get at retail just by using my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Take my word for it. You'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back. And my promo code USA will get you up to 60% off the entire line of MyPillow products. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A high school football game in Idaho was stopped at halftime when anti-government activist Damon Bundy refused to wear a mask or leave campus. Bundy wanted to watch his son, a linebacker for the visiting Emmett High School Huskies, in their game against the host Caldwell Cougars, but was turned away at the gate for refusing to adhere to Caldwell's coronavirus mask policy. Bundy, best known for the 2016 standoff with his father, Cliven Bundy, at an Oregon wildlife refuge, then tried to watch the game from a parking lot on campus grounds but outside the stadium, and was asked to leave again by hosts. When he didn't, Caldwell administrators called the game at halftime with Emmett ahead 35-0. Now, Emmett High School does not have a mask policy, so Bundy is free to go maskless at Huskies' home games. He says he has a strong belief in his right to choose to wear a mask or not, and if they think somehow there's a safety issue, then they need to section off a part of the bleachers to accommodate for those who believe differently than others. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As we approach the vice presidential debate tonight, USA Radio Network's Tim Berg takes a look at a few memorable moments from previous VP debates.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris are set to square off in the only scheduled vice presidential debate on Wednesday. Taking a look back at some of the more memorable moments at vice presidential debates, we go back 4 years ago when vice presidential candidate at the time Mike Pence was debating Senator Tim Kaine.
It's important in this moment to remember that Hillary Clinton had a private server in her home that had classified information on it about drone strikes. Emails from the President of the United States of America were on there.
And there's also this moment in 2008 when GOP vice presidential candidate, then Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, was debating Democratic rival Joe Biden.
Nice to meet you. Hey, can I call you Joe?
U.S. hospitals must start reporting flu data to the federal government or face losing federal funding, Health and Human Services Department officials said Tuesday. Hospitals currently report positive and suspected cases of COVID, fatalities, and admissions on a daily and weekly basis and will now be required to report the same numbers for influenza. The U.S. is facing the threat of two deadly respiratory viruses, flu and coronavirus, circulating at the same time. This is USA Radio News.